Let's talk about time horizons. Let's talk about precious metals. Don't ring me up and say, what's going on with silver when you only bought it 9 months ago? Let me tell you something. Since I started realizing the joys of investing and getting dividends, putting your currency in certain places, I've never sold a stock. I've never ever sold a stock. And I've been buying since 2015, that's 7 years now. I've been on this journey and I've never ever, ever sold a stock. I have sold a little bit of Kinesis, enough to get me about $500 once when I needed it, or wanted to spend $500 and I didn't have it ready. And well, it was a bit hard to get to, let's say, a bit harder. So I just hit the button and sold my KAU, which was gold, converted it back to Australian dollars and transferred it into my national bank account. That's the only time that I've ever done anything like that. Like every other, all the stocks, never sold a stock. So any of you out there that ring me up and say, what's happening with silver? I don't know. It's going sideways. Whatever. You're talking in dollars, are you? You mean how many dollars is it worth? Couldn't care less. I want to know how many shoes it'll buy, how many houses it'll buy, how many ounces to buy a house. You know, it's 200 ounces of gold to buy a $500,000 house at the moment. And in 1985, it was, you know, 147 ounces. So I'm sort of wanting to get back down there. Wait till it's cheap in gold ounces. But dollars, who cares about the dollars? I mean, look, they've 10 times since 1985. They've got 50,000 to 500,000 for the same house. It's done a 10x in dollars and it's still the same house. Yeah, you can put a kitchen in it and a bathroom in it. It's the same house. It's red brick, same piece of land. So I don't care from week to week, from month to month, what silver's worth. Well, the daily, monthly, yearly fluctuations don't really, I don't care. Couldn't care less because I'm not trading it. No different to, you know, buying and selling your house every couple of months. People do it, but you want to just have a backpack, you know, that's their thing. But I don't sell shit. I just buy what's cheap. I've got enough insurance in the way of precious metals, so I buy stocks, buy mining stocks. So I'm leveraging on precious metals and getting a dividend at the same time, buying good mining companies with no debt. Good management teams that make money, make currency. So I'm all in on precious metals and resources. I got some coal mining stocks and I got some uranium and I got some of those five metal stocks like platinum, palladium, rhodium, iridium, and a couple others there that I can never remember. Got a bit of that. No tech stocks. No pot stocks. Nothing. Not even Johnson & Johnson. Not even, you know, Boeing. Nothing. And I've never sold any. So my time horizon is just buy what's cheap. Hold on to it. You didn't buy it to sell it. You didn't buy it to get in trouble later on. Make sure you got enough coming in to survive and keep that at a level. If not, add to it when you get a bonus. When you got a spare bit of cash. Go and buy a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more and let it compound. Every time they pay the dividend, back into the issue more shares, more dividends on more shares, because they pay per share. They pay the dividend per share, not per dollar amount invested. And of course, the bigger the dollar amount, the bigger the dividend, yes. But it's per share. So the more shares you own, And if they get cheap, if they drop in price and their company's still doing the same thing, that's a gift horse. That's a thank you very much. Back the truck up. Let's go buy some more of that stuff. That's on sale. That's a bargain. Doors open early Sunday morning. Rush in now. That's a bargain. Grab it. And when you hear it went up 80% last year, you got to buy it now, you got to get in, you got to get in, you got to jump in now. When you hear that, you got to be selling. But I've never sold a thing. If I'm getting paid a dividend, why would I care? That's all for gamblers. That's for the gamblers. You go ahead and gamble if you want. You got to be pretty clever to beat the casino. And I'm not capable of it. So I just buy what's good and cheap and hold. And keep buying what's good and cheap and hold. End of story. If you want to speculate on precious metals, wrong podcast. Nice talking to you, folks. We'll see you on the next one.